This is Fresh Air. Later in the show, we talk with Jay Landsman about Neurotica and the Nervous Set. But first, some of Ravel's most familiar and sexiest music was written for the ballet Daphnis and Chloe. The score is also his most ambitious. Daphnis and Chloe was commissioned for the Ballet Russe, and in 1912, Nijinsky premiered the role of Daphnis. There's a new recording of the ballet by the Boston Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Bernard Haitink. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Haitink coaxes one of the best performances out of the orchestra he's heard in a while.
For a quarter of a century, from 1924 to 1946, the Boston Symphony, under the direction of Serge Koussevitzky, was often regarded, perhaps vying with the New York Philharmonic, as the greatest American orchestra. Koussevitzky commissioned or premiered an impressive number of masterpieces, from Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms to Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. He was devoted to American composers, and he founded the Berkshire Music Center at Tanglewood. Few American orchestras since that time have had music directors who are both important musicians and cultural leaders. In 17 years with the BSO, Seiji Ozawa has been neither. He's led some well-played, but too often shallow and unstylish performances, and very few great ones. It's guest conductors like Klaus Tennstedt, Claudio Abbado, Pierre Boulez, or some visiting Russians like Gennady Rozhdestvensky or Yuri Temirkanov, who galvanized the orchestra. Lately, the guest who's made the BSO sound like a great ensemble again is Bernard Haitink, the Dutch conductor who is now in charge of London's Royal Opera House at Covent Garden. His performance with the BSO of Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe last year was one of the orchestra's technical high points. And their new Philips recording may be the first in BSO history, not counting the Boston Pops, of course, to hit the charts. Here's how a great orchestra sounds in the climactic Dawn Passage. The Tanglewood Festival Chorus assists. Ravel's crucial solo flute is played by Dorio Anthony Dwyer. 39 years ago, she became the first woman to hold a major chair in an American symphony orchestra. She's just retired from the BSO to pursue a solo career. Daphnis and Chloe is the theme music for almost as many movies as Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. Haitink sweeps away years of accumulated hyperbole and sticks closer than most conductors to the score as Ravel wrote it. On the other hand, it is ballet music. It tells a love story about a boy and girl in love, rejected suitors, evil pirates, beneficent, rescuing deities. For all the virtues of this performance, its undeniable brilliance and admirable restraint, I find it a little antiseptic, a little too much the sonic spectacular with a metronome for a heart. There isn't much personality or real sexiness in the phrasing, or a sense that where it's all going is more important than where it is at any luscious individual moment. There's an element of slickness in the music itself that a truly inspired conductor can get under or inside of. Haitink sees only what's on the surface, but he gets the players to perform with unusual precision and conviction. They may not show much affection for this music, but they sure know how good it makes them sound.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Philips recording of Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe. This is Fresh Air.